David Tilliard from Aylsham had finished work at Cromer Ambulance Station and headed to his local Lidl. He joined the line of shoppers who, one by one, allowed him to the front of the queue with a round of applause, and as he approached the till, a woman he'd spoken to paid for his shopping. 8-year-old Harry Beaumont, with his mum, Rebecca, had been delivering rainbows and daffodils to his neighbours in Pulham Market. He wanted to make people feel happy when everyone is missing their friends. Managers at an independent construction recruitment agency, JARC Norfolk, had been delivering food to key workers unable to shop because of their commitments. Providing free labour to a client in order to finish a building plot on time for legal completion, and carrying out face fit testing in front line workers at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Staff at City College, Norwich, have donated their supply of PPE in an attempt to ease the shortage, and were able to send a vanload of gloves and protective eyewear to teams at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Trainee doctors, nurses and therapists who have had their courses put on hold have formed a group to provide free childcare for NHS workers. Colin Breckens of Norwich has been working round the clock making safe grabbers to push buttons and open doors. He is now working on producing 2,000 face shields using his 3D printers. Keen sewers from across Norfolk have been making washable bags for frontline NHS workers. Made from pillowcases or old duvet covers, the bags are designed so the uniform goes straight in the bag, then directly into the washing machine to avoid contamination. Fucken Junior School in Sproston has opened a food bank drop-off point so people on their daily walk can donate food. Site manager Matt Smith then makes up food hampers and delivers to those in need. QD's managing director was devastated to have to close all their stores in Norwich, Cromer, North Walsham, Dereham, King's Lynn, Galston and Great Yarmouth, but staff have been boosted by being able to donate food, plants and pet food to care homes, food banks, charities and emergency services, with each store choosing the local recipients.